And again, I want to welcome everybody to the call today titled Integrated Health Solutions for a Growing Dental Office, How to Make Your 2010 Your Wealthiest and Healthiest Ever. And we have Dr. Jackie Russo, Director of Sales and Marketing for EnviroMed Design Group on the line. And welcome to the call, Jackie.
Thanks, Jeff, and welcome, everybody. I am so excited today to bring on our guest speaker, Mike Dernan, who's a dentist in Sandpoint, Idaho. Mike and I met several months ago and realized that we had a lot in common and shared some of the same passions as well as the same concerns as they relate to dentistry. Mike is practicing and has practiced for over 30 years, and he's gone through all the ups and downs that we've all experienced in our practice lives. It seems like it was just yesterday when I graduated, and I was ready to save the world and live the American dream being a dentist. And the reality for me was it wasn't exactly what I thought it was going to be. Right now, we know in the dental profession and in almost every business sector, we're going through some just really rotten economic times. And in dentistry, we're reporting 20 to 30% drops in revenues. We know that our debt is piling up. And the saddest thing I've ever heard was a recent poll that showed where 80% of dentists would leave the profession if they could, but they feel trapped because they're unable to retire. So I wonder how many of our listeners are fully funding their retirement account or their kids' college funds. And forget about the European vacations. Who can afford to take 2 weeks off as a dentist with 65% overhead? I mean, let's face it, we're in a mess right now, and that's why I'm so excited for everyone to hear what Mike's going to share with us. I was recently introduced to a company whose mission is to be a force for good in the world. They've got innovative technologies and programs that help us live healthier lives, look and feel younger, connect us to something greater than just ourselves, and I think that that's really the key. And what Mike's done is he's incorporated a lot of these technologies into his practice, and because of that, he's realizing tremendous financial rewards, his patients are healthier, his treatment outcomes are more predictable, and his practice is an active force for ending world hunger. And all of these benefits are due to a relationship with a company called New Skin Enterprises. So at this point, I'd like to introduce my friend, Mike Dernan. Mike, I'm wondering, would you just kind of start off and give all of us a snapshot of your journey as a dentist, your goals and dreams, and how you got to a place where you chose to be a part of this company called New Skin Enterprises?
Well, thanks, Jackie, and hello, everyone. As Jackie mentioned, I've been in dentistry for over 30 years now. Doesn't seem quite possible, but it's certainly been an interesting journey. My practice today is predominantly implant and reconstructive dentistry, but I've also been involved in mission work probably for about the last 20 years. The last 5 years, I've been the dental director for alternative missions, primarily in Honduras. Prior to that, I've also worked as a facilitator with the Mercer Group in Santa Barbara for a number of years, where we did comprehensive practice evaluations, and consultations. It's actually through my mission affiliations that New Skin really first came to my attention. One of my patients invited me to take a look at both the Nourish the Children and a Force for Good programs that New Skin had founded. And I was pretty impressed. They've accomplished amazing things literally all over the globe. And it was in that process that I really have had the opportunity to meet several dentists who've been involved with the new antioxidant scanning technology and the products that Pharmanex has developed. Not too long ago, I went to Provo and actually investigated for myself what New Skin was all about. And frankly, I was pretty impressed. It's a remarkable company. The science behind both the technology and the product, specifically the PF3 product, which is a targeted formula that they designed to treat periodontitis. But I've also had the chance to talk to a number of dentists who've been in the program for a while. And consistently across the board, they had clinical success stories that were very compelling and very favorable in terms of our management and treatment of periodontal disease. My heart's been moved by the things we've experienced around the world, particularly in our mission experiences. It's had a really profound effect on my family, and particularly with our younger kids. So we're pretty excited to become more involved with New Skin's vision, and they actually have a vision to end world hunger in our lifetime. And believe it or not, I think they really have an effective plan to get there. Many of our patients are actually joining us in that. They know that we've been involved in dentistry, and they're always asking us. And a lot of them have decided to join us in really becoming ambassadors for this challenge. There's just simply some pretty amazing things that happen when you start to connect with people's desire to make a difference and really align themselves with something that's bigger than themselves.
Well, you know, Mike, I think you've really hit on something here with, you know, with all the bad news there is right now and, you know, gosh, with this latest thing in Haiti, it just seems like, you know, there's a lot of bad stuff going on, either between the economy or, you know, just natural disasters. And people do need something that they can connect their heart, you know, their heart with. My next question, I'm going to just bring this white elephant, just talk about this white elephant right in the middle of the room with us. For those of you on the call who don't know, New Skin Enterprises is a network marketing company. And a lot of people, as soon as they hear that, you know, ooh, they get this picture of, you know, a pyramid scheme, another Bernie Madoff Ponzi scam or whatever. So, Mike, I want you to talk directly about that white elephant. When you decided to join a network marketing company and bring these products into your practice, weren't you worried about what your patients and colleagues would think about you? How'd you make that choice, and when? What was your process?
Well, I'm not going to lie to you and say that those concerns didn't cross my mind. But I feel pretty strongly that, and I have for a long time, that we really have to start looking more intently at the nutritional realities for our patients and for ourselves. I think it's been a missing link, and I think that most dentists, and particularly if you've been in practice for any while at all, and are going to agree to some extent that there's a pretty direct correlation with the nutritional habits and realities of in our patients and their overall immune response, particularly as we try and affect changes in their periodontal health, let alone their general health. In our office, we have a pretty aggressive soft tissue management program. We use laser curettage, you know, all the latest technologies. And, for example, I've had patients on CoQ10 for years and certainly seen some success with that. But I have to tell you that there's nothing that I have done, at least in my 30 years, that compares to what we're really seeing with the Pharmanex products, particularly the PF3 and the broad-spectrum vitamin support or supplement support, the LifePak Nano. And it's funny you should ask that question, because pretty recently I actually had a patient ask me the dreaded MLM question. And surprisingly, it was pretty easy. I simply pointed out that in my office, we recommend a number of products, including Sonicare, Paradex, fluoride, so on and so forth, that my primary concern for any of my patients was simply whether something was working or not. And frankly, I would challenge my patients or anyone to spend probably, I bet I've spent at least 100-plus hours researching the science and the technology behind both the scanner and the problems. And then let's sit down and have a conversation about it. I think the final blow for most of the naysayers that I come across is, though, that there's certainly none of the other products that I recommend or use in my office that really come with a 100% money-back guarantee. And that's one of the beauties of this program. The products that Pharmanex puts out in conjunction with the scanning technology are fully guaranteed. And we have the scanner to give us an accurate marker now. And if the products don't demonstrate a significant improvement for these patients, there you don't have anything to risk. There's really nothing else that I can do in my office that's going to give them that kind of guarantee. So we have to motivate our patients to to make behavioral changes. And frankly, in my office, I think that's probably one of the most significant things that I see, because they're going to be looking at that antioxidant score. That's kind of like going in for our annual checkup. We know we're going to be testing our cholesterol and lipids and so on and so forth. So we literally begin to start making subtle lifestyle changes. Question today, salad or fries at lunch, for example. With the scanner, I really believe it's even more pronounced. We find that our patients are really excited to rescan. They really want to see if there's a difference. And it's such a powerful visual marker that I think it's really, as much as anything, stimulating patients to really make significant changes in their behavior, particularly as it relates to taking care of their teeth on a day-to-day basis.
That's great.
As far as the economy goes, our practice has literally suffered our first downturn in 30 years of practice this last year. We
wow.
had probably about a net 5% decrease.
Not bad.
I'm thankful for that, but it certainly never happened to me before.
Mm-hmm.
And our local community has been hit pretty hard. We're a small logging town. All of the logging mills have shut down with a shutdown in the construction industry. But I have to tell you, my basic practice philosophy has really always been influenced by my favorite professor in dental school. His name was Jim Rinetti, and he was an older gentleman. But he really taught me two really invaluable things, and I've never forgotten either of them. One of the things he told me that's always been really powerful, he says, Mike, I want you to always be able to touch your patients on the arm or shoulder when you first meet them in the operatory.
Oh, I was taught that too.
And if you can't, then stop before you do anything else and figure out why.
Mm-hmm.
There's a tremendous amount of wisdom in that.
But
the other thing that he always impressed on me was that whatever else you do, Mike, never be afraid to try new things. He was literally, as I said, one of the oldest professors on the faculty, but he always had this remarkable wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of reminds me of when I first came to Sandpoint about 15 years ago. First thing I did is I took every dentist in town out to lunch. And to a T, every single one of them told me I was crazy to think I was going to be able to do implants in this small logging town. Well, the truth is we've only averaged about probably 200 implants a year since that time, and that was about 15 years ago.
There you go.
And to me, this program really isn't any different. I really believe that wellness is the emerging paradigm. And frankly, I'm just getting tired of seeing patient after patient who's taking 6 to 8 meds, half of them managing the symptoms from the first half of the medication they're taking.
Isn't that the truth? That does seem to be the state of our health right now. Well, let's talk about this. Let's talk about the wellness program and how it's affecting your patients. What benefits are you seeing in the practice with your patients? Are you noticing a change in their health? Are the patients reporting? What's their feedback?
Well, I have to tell you, first of all, by comparison to a number of practitioners out there, we've been doing this a relatively short time. I mean, we've really only been online with the program for probably 3.5 or 4 months.
Okay.
But with that, I'll tell you that we're already seeing some pretty consistent and remarkable results. I'm going to share a personal story with you, first of all, and particularly the men out there will relate to this. For the last year and a half, my PSA, which is the marker for prostate cancer, has been going up. Started out as about probably 2.5, and it's just kind of been gradually sneaking up. Well, when I had my exam done in July, it had gone all the way up to 5.9, which is 5 is kind of the high for prostate PSA count. And my physician, of course, sent me to the specialist, and he said, Mike, we can't wait anymore. We've got to do, we just got to get in there and do a biopsy. I've been hearing stories, of course, prior to this, and I tend to come from a fairly holistic background anyway. And so I said, I'm just going to at least try this. And one of
what
the
did
people
you try?
Well, one of the doctors I talked to said the best way for you to get your antioxidant levels up is to start with the Life Pack and take the G3 GAC juice at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just started a pretty consistent regimen of that, and this was back in late July or early August. Well, when I went in to have my PSA done in November, my score had literally gone back down to 3.4. Which my physician couldn't believe, and I'd heard lots of different stories from people with improvements in eyesight and periodontal disease and so on and so forth. But I have to tell you, this one's a pretty personal one for me. And
I guess
it certainly demonstrated that, you know, we can affect our health and we can begin to do that. Now, I'm not saying that's going to be the long-term answer, but I tell you what, I'm pretty excited about not having a biopsy at this point.
Kidding.
The other thing that we did is, and we were told that this is absolutely imperative, is that we put all of our dental team on the Life Pack supplements. We set up a program to take the 50% of the profits that we got from the scan fees to both utilize the supplements for our staff as well as to help send them to Provo for training. And the best thing I can tell you is that you're welcome to call my office and talk to any one of them, because they all have their stories. They all have been pretty amazed at the difference that they're experiencing in their own lives.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been pretty significant. And I certainly think it's one of the critical things as far as really helping to make this program consistent and effective in any office. We really haven't had a lot of negative feedback. And I attribute most of that to some pretty thorough languaging training and the fact that we've been flexible. This is a work in progress. And for any office, I think you have to find the people that are going to have the strengths, and you have to find the best way to work it through your system to where the patients are going to get the information that they need. Really have a solid base to make decisions and choices with.
Mm-hmm.
We've had some pretty positive feedback, even at this point. We've been definitely praised for our willingness to integrate wellness into our office. I even had a patient last week who has said she's sending her physician over because she wants him to understand what we're doing. We've currently enrolled at least 3 alternative practitioners that are sending patients in to be scanned, and one of which who works almost exclusively with cancer patients.
Yeah, I was just speaking with Leticia Rodriguez, who's got 4 or 5 big-time oncologists that are on board with this scanner technology, because we know that antioxidant scores are so closely related to the risk for cancer, so that's great. Well, why don't you share with us, you know, kind of, so you guys have been doing it for about 4 months, you say?
Yeah.
And financially, are you profitable, or what kind of benefits are you seeing as far as your practice numbers go?
Well, honestly, I'd say we're probably just now crossing that threshold and starting to see an actual profit. But there's no question when I compare it back to the income generator that we use to kind of gauge what the practice is likely to do based on, you know, the number of hygiene patients and so on and so forth, that we're tracking pretty closely with that. The thing that I think at this point I'm probably more impressed with is we're seeing a significant number of new patients, and they're hearing about the scanner technology. It's literally gotten so significant that I'm actually scheduling a monthly community presentation where we do free scans and are introducing people to the antioxidants as well as the anti-aging technologies. The value of these new patient referrals, of course, I think is priceless.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what's the value of a new patient? It's kind of hard to measure that because, you know, it just keeps for more referrals and more referrals, and that's great. Well, so again, I hate to keep belaboring this point about network marketing, but some dentists, I'm trying to be the devil's advocate and, you know, ask questions that dentists out there might be sitting there thinking, why wouldn't you just, you know, do some other business building ideas or downsize, or, you know, we're all trying to figure out how we're going to, you know, keep our practice alive in 2010.
I think it's a great question, because there's a lot of pretty creative stuff going on now. We're all trying to figure out how to fill the gaps. I mean, what do we do? Our staffs are worried, you know, what their position is going to be like, and is the worst here yet, and all of those kind of things. I think the thing that I would share with all of our listeners about the three programs that we're utilizing is that, for the most part, I think we've been able to integrate all of them with relative ease, and I think that there's a, you know, there's a fit for one or all of them in almost anybody's office. And, you know, I really look at network marketing as really no different than any other business format. There are fly-by-night organizations, and there's also organizations that really stand the test of time and have the integrity. I think it's incumbent on all of us to do our own due diligence in that regard. I don't think any of us can deny there's network companies that really produce exceptional products. And as I mentioned earlier, I'd really challenge anyone to do the research that I've done and not be more than impressed.
With New Skin Enterprises?
You bet. The thing, you know, I don't know about you, Jackie, but the thing I find in so much of the consulting work that I did back then, and even talking with my friends now, the biggest consistent thing is fear. And, boy, in these economic times, it's absolutely rampant. Like every other aspect of our life, it has a tremendous capacity to really paralyze us. And I think that's the most destructive aspect of it all. Mm-hmm. My experience has taught me that the consistent thread for successful people is that they really have the ability to move through their fears or being concerned about what people are going to think of them, and they simply take action. If one thing doesn't work, then try something else, but for God's sake, do something.
Really.
In this down economy, let's face it, we've got to get creative. We've got to find ways to add value for our patients. And, you know, if in doing that it also happens to turn out that we can create some substantial income, hey, who knew?
Well, let me ask you this then. Okay, so if we say, okay, if you need to do your due diligence, you need to believe in these products, you need to believe that the science is real, how do you implement these programs and still do your patient care? I mean, how do you find time to do it all? A lot of us are like, I can't do anything more. I'm already working as hard as I can. So what do you do for that?
Well, I think the beauty of all of these programs is that the reality is they're 95% staff-driven. You know, my job as a dentist is primarily to validate or to really jump in on the really challenging patients, no different than any other aspect of what we do. And frankly, I love doing it. I really enjoy the challenging patients now. As far as selling vitamins goes, you know, I simply remind myself that we're not unlike the guy that puts the fluoride in the water supply in New York City. They say he's probably done more to, you know, end dental caries or make a difference in people's lives from that standpoint than most people would in a lifetime. I really don't think this is any different. I really believe that with the technology and the products that we're introducing patients to at this point, I'm going to have a tremendous leveraged impact on their health. And as we share this concept and work with offices around the country, I really believe that impact has only expanded exponentially. I literally tell my patients every day that this is a technology that is going to have a more profound impact on them than all of the technologies that I have introduced in my office in 30 years.
Wow.
And I think you know, Jackie, there's not much we don't have in terms of technology. But I, you know, for all of you listening, I genuinely mean that. You know, when we're affecting people's health and well-being at a broad level, the way I really believe this program does, I think we're making a huge difference, let alone touching base with the impact on our ability to help them with anti-aging technologies. And to me, the most important is really getting their heart connected with something like ending world hunger or something beyond themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's amazing. Frankly, I really don't plan on giving up chairside anytime soon. I practice about 8 to 10 days a month. And I have to tell you, at this point in my life, it's really a perfect balance. And to be able to do that and share some of the concepts that we've experienced and are learning about here is pretty exciting.
Oh, that's great. Well, would you mind, you talked about everybody needs to do their due diligence. Could you just tell everybody what kind of due diligence is available? Or what did you do? What exactly was your process?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, I bet I've probably spent over 100 hours now just researching the science, and I'm just one of these logic-oriented guys. You just have to show me that it works, and I believe that one of the biggest problems we've had nutritionally is that we really had no way to really tell whether, nutritional product is being effective or not, other than the feedback that we get from patients. The thing that I'm most impressed with Nu Skin is that they have and demand the science behind anything that they put out there. And you can go to the PharmaNex website, and there's certainly an abundance of clinical information and studies. And as you know, Jackie, we're getting pretty excited about getting this study going with Gordon Christensen at Clinical Research in the next month or two.
Oh, you bet.
Got to thank you for that, because that is absolutely the result of all your hard work. And
yeah.
I think that's going to be a tremendous influence. And I think, the thing that's helped me beyond just looking at the science is talking to the people that have been using the program. I've been blessed with the opportunity to meet some really pretty phenomenal practitioners. We've met a number of phenomenal consultants, some pretty interesting laboratory gurus, as well as a number of entrepreneurs. But over the last couple of months, I've also had the opportunity to meet with pretty much the entire management team at Nu Skin. About the only person I haven't got to meet yet is Lee Iacocca. And, of course, he's the one that heads up the Nourish the Children program and has for many years. But I look forward to meeting him hopefully one of these days soon.
Yeah, really. Well, Mike, how hard was it for you to get your team on board? That's, as a consultant, you and I both know that no matter how badly a dentist wants to bring a new product, program, or technology into his office, if the team's not on board, you might as well forget it. It's not going to happen. There will be team sabotage. So what suggestions do you have for the listeners?
Well, I will tell you unequivocally that I think it's the single most important thing. That goes back to all of the consulting work that I've done as well as what I've experienced in my own offices. Probably the vast majority of the time, the number one factor is staff, and they can make or break anything that we do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be honest, I've seen some pretty powerful and pretty proficient dentists literally decimated by a single staff member that simply they couldn't or wouldn't deal with.
Right.
And I have no doubt that some of you listening know exactly what I'm talking about. So I got lots of stories, believe me. Unfortunately, too many of them are mine.
Yeah, right.
I really believe the best thing we can do is to really take care of our staff in this process. But we also have to demand that they're on board with the program. In my office, there's kind of this standing joke because I talk about the train coming down the track, and you guys have heard this analogy before too, and it's like, this is the train, this is the track, here's where we're going. You're welcome to get on, and we want you on board. But if not, please don't stand in front of it because we will run you over.
That's an interesting
And so
analogy.
When we say train in my office, everybody's ears kind of perk up. But, I mean, I say that in jest, but the truth is, as dentists and leaders, we have to provide that focus and say, this is where we're going and what we're going to do. The problem is, I think we just get too paralyzed because we're such perfectionists. If we don't know exactly how to get there, then a lot of times we won't even get started. But as I said, the best thing we did is we got our staff on board with products. We let them experience for themselves. We invested in sending them to Provo for the training, which is phenomenal. And believe it or not, once they experience the Newscape company, I really don't think you could turn them away if you tried. Like I said, you're welcome to call and talk to any of my staff members and let them validate that for themselves. The second thing I would mention to people, and I hear this all the time, is you need to charge for scans. People think we can just throw this in as an add-on and, you know, an added value kind of thing. It's pretty inexpensive to do, but it's critical. Patients have to have the perceived value. $20 is not. When I share a patient that we're charging them $20 for a test, if they had the blood test and work, would run them anywhere from $300 to $700, they're pretty impressed, but they hold value for it. They tend not to do that when you just give it away, and you're just going to have to trust me on this.
That's good advice.
Yeah. Our job is simply to provide leadership and the clarity of the vision. And pretty predictably, if you're wishy-washy, then you can't really be surprised to find that that's going to be the reality with your team.
Yeah. Yeah, you're exactly right. We have to provide the leadership.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, how would you suggest if there was someone out there who was interested in learning more or, you know, what would your advice be about getting started?
Well, I think, again, there's nothing that's going to take the place of doing your own due diligence. I just can't emphasize enough. I think if you take the time, and that's the hardest thing that we find. You know, life's just moving so fast. You know, where do we stop and invest our time and energy to look at this? I mean, I could sit here and tell you things all day long, but unless, you know, you take the time to really understand that the science is solid, the scanning technology is solid, the products are solid, the rest is pretty easy. The biggest thing that I see, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, but I think, unfortunately, apathy is just rampant. You know, when you talk about 80% of dentists, you know, opting out if they could.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's very much fun anymore. We're not having as much fun as we thought we would.
Well, I know I had lots of dreams. I wanted to be able to do the mission work, retire. You know, we see so many of the young dentists coming out of school strapped with debt beyond their belief. Mm-hmm. And then there's the old parts like me who unfortunately lost probably 50%, and I did. I lost 50% of my retirement and 50% of my college kids. And I've got three girls in college right now.
Mm.
So anybody that tells you they're not feeling it to some extent is, you know, we just call them Cleopatra. Queen of denial. And, you know, to me, I think the biggest common thread is just that fear and paralysis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm always surprised by the fact that somebody's struggling and all of a sudden they're presented with a possible solution, but they stay frozen, you know, and they're afraid if they move it's going to only get worse.
Yeah.
You know, the best advice that I can give to anybody out there is act. Do something. You know, if it doesn't work, try something else. But take charge of your own reality, your own destiny. You know, we're definitely biased here, and we'd love to show you a way to be more proactive in your practice, to make changes in your own health and well-being, as well as both physically and financially. And whether this program's for you or not, the best thing that I could tell you is make a commitment to do something, but do it today.
All right. Well, thanks, Mike. Well, Mike, do you ever watch Jay Leno?
Yeah, actually. It doesn't look like we'll be watching him much longer.
I know. I love his new show, and there's one particular piece that he does called Earn Your Plug. Have you ever seen that?
I have, actually.
Well, that's what I'd kind of like to do right now. I've got three questions for you, and if you earn your plug, then we'll let you talk about what you've got coming up. And so are you ready?
Oh, you're not going to embarrass me on a public audience.
I won't ask any personal questions. These are all questions relating to dentistry. I think I think you'll be able to handle it, but let's see. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right. Can you tell us what the most common dental procedure was back in the late 40s and 50s?
Well, I think I could probably give that a pretty good guess. And judging by the number of dentures I seem to have seen recently that I think were made back then, I'd have to probably say extractions.
Ding, ding, ding. You are correct, sir. All right. That's one. Two to go. All right. This question, I'll give you a little hint if you can remember where I'm from. We talked about that at the beginning of the call. What year was fluoride accepted by the ADA, and what state was the research conducted in?
Oh, well, let's see.
Let's say what decade was fluoride invented?
Now, that I can do because it's interesting you mentioned that, because in our local community we've got this huge fluoride debate going on right now.
Sure.
It's on the editorial pages every other day. But I would feel pretty confident in saying that fluoride was definitely back in the 50s.
That's
and
true.
I'm just gonna take a stab and say Indiana.
It was. You were listening earlier. Yep. Crest was released in 1955 by Procter & Gamble, and the studies began in the 1950s at IU. Do you remember a famous dentist from IU that was an Olympic swimmer?
I don't.
Mark Spitz? Okay, that was just an aside. Okay, so you got that one right, too. Okay,
exactly.
So last question. What should the tooth fairy do with baby teeth?
Oh, come on.
No, think about something.
Yeah, that's pretty good, Jackie. Well, I think I'd tell him to give them to George Bush and let him use them for stem cells.
Okay. You earned your plug, Mike. Good job. So tell us what you have coming up for those who'd like to learn a little bit more about this whole Pharmanex wellness program and be part of this wellness paradigm shift.
You bet. Well, Integrated Health Solutions has been recently formed by a group of us who really would like to bring a broader awareness to the dental community at large about both the emerging technologies in the periodontal and health management, as well as the anti-aging technologies. We'd really like to see these concepts become more mainstream. Our goal is to offer training for both implementation and utilization, and actually optimization for all three of the programs that we've mentioned. Unfortunately, Pharmanex really doesn't have the experience or the personnel to help dentists. And, you know, one of the things I learned in my consulting work is, you know, it's amazing. If people don't have the training or they've got a resistant staff member, I can't tell you how many expensive technologies I've seen sitting back in the corner collecting dust. And my goal is that for dentists coming on board, I'd like for them to have a place where they can find the support and the information they need to really be able to implement these programs successfully. And that's our goal. Our hope is to develop some low-cost training modules as just giving people some basic foundations and the motivation to make some changes and try some of these new things. I think there's a lot of dentists that are going to be able to implement and design these programs for themselves, but I think there's a lot that are either struggling with staff issues or, you know, worried about the time and so on and so forth, that it's just helpful to have someone who can put it in a perspective thing.
So when are you going to, where and how?
Well, we're just actually bringing the website up this week. It's actually online now, and that's at ihs-team.com. And
what is that again? ihs-team.com.
That's correct. And we'll be be bringing a lot more features online as we go. We have a live presentation that we scheduled for January 29th in Austin, and that'll be from 1 to 3 in the afternoon.
In Austin,
on the
Texas.
29th.
Okay.
That's going to be at the Cypress Creek campus. And I can just give you an address real quick for anybody that wants to re-listen to the call. And it's going to be at 1555 Cypress Creek Road in Cedar Park.
And that information is on the website, right?
That information and registration form is on the website, and we certainly welcome anybody to join us there. If they know of anybody that would be interested, let them know. And our goal is literally to be presenting these programs regionally throughout the country over the course of the coming year. We have tentative plans to be in probably 8 to 10 cities. We'll be starting in Austin. We've got a group in Albuquerque that have asked us to come in, and then we hope to be headed to San Diego. So it's exciting. We're really looking forward to getting this thing going, and we just want this to be a resource that anyone can use. The multi-level, you know, network marketing nature of it, you know, it makes it a little bit more challenging. And for all of the people that are in our immediate downlines, all of this is, you know, it's just simply part of it. And for people that are in cross lines or in coming from other areas, we want to have the same information for them in a low-cost format of something that will really be helpful and significant for them in getting the program started in their office.
Great. Well, Mike, if you don't mind, I'd like to open the lines up. It looks like we've got a couple of questions that people have sent in from the webcast. Jeff, do we want to open the lines in case there are any people on the call that have questions, or do we want to just take the calls that we've had sent?
The lines are open, so if somebody has a question, they can go ahead and start talking, or we've got over half a dozen questions that have come through the simulcast. So either way, go ahead and shoot.
Does anybody on the line want to ask Mike a question?
Well, I didn't want so you can hear me?
Yes.
Oh, great. Well, I didn't want to be the first one, but I'm a dentist in Meridian, Idaho, just outside of Boise, and I've just been taking the product for a year, and just recently got the scanner in my office this last week. So,
great.
I guess just a quick question. According to the PF3 and the Nano, and from your standpoint, do you recommend that's the biggest problem I've had is training my staff on the product and getting them knowledge on the product. And you mentioned getting your staff on board and properly training them. So a quick question on any and maybe this website of yours is an answer, but, you know, is it just getting them knowledgeable about the product so they can give a quick blurb and then I can back it up? Or is there any specific ways to get them trained accurately?
That's a great question. And we've actually, you know, had to do a variety of things over the time. I started out in my office and we did a full-day training. And we went through the products very specifically. We went through a lot of languaging. We went through the process of defining how the patient would experience this going through the office and how we could make sure that we devoted enough time for that patient to really get an exposure that was going to make a difference. And the products, yes, I mean, that it just takes some time and they have to become familiar with them. But believe it or not, part of what we've discovered is that less is often more. We don't have to say a whole lot. We can invite them to do the fine-tune research on themselves, and there's a tremendous amount of information available and easy for patients to access. We also have that more detailed information in handout form for the patients in the office. The main thing that patients respond to is the passion that comes from the people they're talking to, and they want to know whether you believe in this or not, whether you're using it or not, and whether you can honestly say it's made a difference.
Okay. Yeah, that's a big help.
Anybody else? Well, Jeff, there are a couple of questions that we were sent in on the internet. So let's see. One of them is, Mike, do you know how many dentists in the country are using the scanner?
I don't, but I personally know of at least 50. And, you know, I think that number is going to be starting to grow much more quickly now. I probably have had a dozen calls in the last week from people who are getting their dentists on board with the program. Mm-hmm. So I would say it's certainly in that probably 50, at least 50 to 100 office range at this point.
And the good news is about that is that you probably don't want to be the last dentist to bring in a new technology, right? All right, let's see what other questions we have. I'm relaying a question for a new prospect. They read on the internet that Nu Skin had some charges filed against them back in 1993. Is there a really good answer for this question? I don't know if this question is relevant. Mike, do you know anything about that?
Well, it's certainly one you and I have talked about, Jackie. And
yeah.
You know, the interesting thing back at that time, at least from my understanding, is there were a number of companies that were filed charges. To the best of my research at this point, I mean, Nu Skin certainly proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that they were not involved in any Ponzi scheme or anything like that. You know,
mm-hmm.
I refer people to wasn't there the recent closing of the New York Stock Exchange? Nu Skin was invited to ring the closing bell. I don't think they really offer that option to too many companies that are pyramid schemes.
Exactly. Well, I remember I did do a little bit of research. And then the federal government came down on all network marketing companies back in the early 90s. Because there were many of them. Let's face it, the industry is, you know, rife with bad people, you know, people who are just looking to make a quick buck and get in and get out, and some good companies too. But what I was able to dig up was that the federal government went in and investigated every network marketing company and any company who was charging a distributor a fee just to join that was considered basically a pyramid scheme. You know, you're not getting anything. You're just having to pay a fee to join this company. And so all of those companies were put out of business, and Nu Skin was completely exonerated. And, you know, here we are all these years later doing $1.5 billion in sales and been in Forbes magazine 3 times and, you know, in the Wall Street Journal, 152% increase in stock growth over, you know, 2009. So I think you're right, Mike. I think that we wouldn't be invited to the New York Stock Exchange to ring the closing bell if we were in any kind of legal problems. Let's see. What other questions do we have? Recently, we had, it looks like we have a question, when will the PF3 be available to order? We had such a run on PF3 that the company ran out. They have reordered a new manufacturing run, and it should be available in February. And I believe that is all of the questions, unless there's anyone else on the line with a question.
Jackie, this is Jeff. I've got about 6 more questions. Maybe they're not getting to you. Do you want me to go ahead and read them?
Sure.
And maybe we've covered these. How do you implement the product in your office, and how do you deal with non-supportive staff? Kind of covered that.
I think Mike pretty much covered that one.
Okay, here's one. Are there a list of dentists who are willing to talk directly to dentists with questions about the scanner and PF3 program?
Yes, there are. Mike Dernan being on the top of the list, but we have several dentists that are more than happy to talk about their experiences, and they can call me or they can call Mike directly, and we can link them up.
Okay, here's a question. Go ahead, Mike.
Just real quick, Jeff. One of the things that we're hoping to do, and we're actually in the process of doing it now, is we have a number of testimonials already from dentists that have been using it. And what I'm asking is the ones that are willing to share their experiences and make themselves available. And that information will be available on the website.
Perfect. Here's another one. Have you brought only Pharmanex into the practice or the Galvanic Spa as well?
That's a good question. I have seen a number of offices that have totally different configurations. Some use predominantly the spa. Others are using only Pharmanex. Some like us are using all three, including Nourish the Children. So part of what we look at, and I recommend anybody sits down, is look at their philosophy, look and see what applications apply to them and their team. And then you can't go any further until you address and come to a place where you've got a team that's going to be fully supportive of whatever you're implementing.
And then the last question I have online is, what did you find the best way to implement or introduce the product to patients? Question mark. Is it on the initial visit?
We use a multi-dimensional approach. I've got a screen in my waiting room that rolls through a whole variety of dental procedures. Some of you are familiar with Casey presentations. We have now integrated all three of the programs into that rolling presentation. So they have access to videos on the Pharmanex, the scanner, the Galvanic Spa, and Nourish the Children. In addition to that, in our office, the first thing they get is a letter when they're filling out their patient history forms that explains the scanner technology, why we're implementing it, that it's simply part of our protocol. In the back, we have TVs, screens in front of every patient that we use for the digital radiography, intraoral camera, and so on and so forth. We now have all of our operatories equipped with all of the videos, so if they want to know about any of those three, any of my assistants or hygienists can simply turn that onto the screens as well, too.
Okay, great. That sounds like a multimedia approach to an entire system, so that's fabulous. Jackie, those are all the questions that have come over the webcast, and the lines are open. We've got maybe five more minutes for our hour today, but if anybody has a question, they're welcome to go ahead and just start talking, and we should be able to hear them.
Could you tell us, is there anything in the marketplace that can compete with PF3 out there?
Oh, that's a good question. Mike, have you used anything in the past that that even comes close to being competition for PF3?
No, and I'll be honest, we've tried a variety of different things. CoQ10 is the one, you know, predominant thing that we've used. But when you get in and do the research, I think what you're going to find is that one of the big advantages that Pharmanex has is their nanotechnology, particularly when it comes to absorption of these things. And there's nothing that I'm aware of. I know that there's some periodontal articles out now where there's some periodontal offices that are recommending some of the juice supplements, which I think is just natural. I think we're going to find that we are going to see more and more emphasis and introduction of nutritional support for our patients.
And I think the key there would be that with the scanner, you can actually validate if those products are being absorbed in your patient's bodies and actually affecting a change. Do you agree with that, Mike?
Oh, absolutely. And that's what I tell patients. We don't demand Pharmanex or anything else. I say, I don't care what you use. Just let's do the research that, you know, we're going to use this and trust this scanner to be giving us the answers. And you try whatever you want, but let's come back and validate it and see whether you're making the progress that we need you to make for our treatment outcomes to be successful.
Yeah,
and
I think that's the beautiful thing about that scanner. Is
they don't have any problem with that. They really don't.
Yeah. Anyone else?
I had a question. If you're, are you recommending the PF3 with the Nano or separate, or PF3 is specific to if they have pockets, periodontal inflammation?
That's a great question, and actually one that I meant to address earlier, so thank you for bringing that up. The PF3 product was developed primarily as a price point to get something down. We challenged Pharmanex to come up with a product that we could get down in the $50 a month range. And as it turns out, it's a phenomenal product in and of its own right. But the reality is most of our patients, and this is happening, frankly, quicker than I thought, are converting. And we switched them then from the PF3 to the LifePak Nano. We don't put them on both. For my medically compromised patients, or, you know, patients that really need a significant boost, we put them on both the LifePak and the G3 or the GAC juice. And we're seeing tremendous results with that.
Okay. Jackie, this is Jeff. I've got a couple more questions that came through the Internet. I'm sending those over to you. Plus, Mike, one question here. Somebody came late to the call. They wanted to see if you talked about integrating the Nourish the Children program into your practice.
No, I didn't mention it a lot, but it falls under the line of the same thing. We have a bag of the Vitamil on a shelf with the brochures that go with Nourish the Children, and we don't take an aggressive stance in introducing that. That's mostly come from patients who demonstrate an interest. We have a sign that simply says, if you'd like to join us in, our effort to help end world hunger, you know, please talk to one of our staff. And they do. And they'll sign up to, you know, donate a bag a month and feel like they're partnering with us. But they have the same access multimedia-wise in that those things are available for them. And sometimes if the patient's waiting, for example, they'll pop up one of the Nourish the Children videos on the screen and let the patients get some exposure to it that way.
Mike, can you hear me?
Yes.
You had talked about your new company that you're starting, and you said that for Crossline that you would have a nominal fee for the information if they're not in your direct downline. Could you expand a little bit about meaning? What does that mean for people that are not below you that are in other lines?
Well, you know, I believe in the concept of equal energy. So, you know, we're not trying to make a killing or make this some huge financial business. But the reality is it takes time to sit down and talk with people. You know, Jackie and I have been presenting at the Team Elite University in Provo, and it takes a tremendous amount of time and money, frankly, to do that. We both have such a passion for people to be successful that we've got some pretty good experience on what works and what doesn't. But more importantly, I think we have the ability.
I need a spoon, though.
I think we have the ability to help people, you know, find their strengths and then implement things that are going to come from their strengths. The biggest thing that we can help do is help people get their staffs in alignment, because that's the killer. If we don't accomplish that, trust me, we're wasting our time, and eventually it falls apart.
All right. Well, guys, our time is up. I want to thank everybody for joining us. And, Mike, what a great job. Jeff, thanks for always, as always, for your great help. And I just want to challenge everybody to go off and have ourselves the best day of our lives. I want to thank you all again. This is Jackie Russo for EnviroMed Design Group. Have a great day.
You guys did a great job.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye, everybody.
Great call.